I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Buy.com, the internet superstore, where you'll always find the latest and greatest brands at prices you can afford. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/buy. Today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air dates, April 19th, 1939. And the title is The Not-So-Crooked Election. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo silver, the Lone Ranger. In the early days of the western United States, gun law ruled the range country. The local sheriffs were no match for the outlaws who roamed the new territory, and some of them became so powerful that whole counties were under their control. It was then that the masked rider of the plains started his great fight for justice. Courageous and resourceful, he devoted his life to the winning of the West, and the memory of his deeds will remain as long as the memory of the early West itself. Return with us now those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading north to Kings County! The sheriff needs our help! Hi-yo, Silver! Away!
Our story opens as old Silas Hoffman, sheriff of Kings County, drove into the yard of his home one night, stiffly climbed down from the buggy and limped wearily up the steps of the back porch. His hand was at the door when a whinny attracted his attention to a powerful white horse standing riderless nearby.
Well, now, I never seen that critter standing there. Powerful-looking animal. Ma must be having company. Home again, Ma. Whose horse is that outside? Hey, you mess!
Wait a minute.
Put him up! You needn't be afeard, Ma. I got the pool cap covered.
Die, you old idiot. Put down that gun.
But ain't he out?
Here's the Lone Ranger.
No.
I'm not an outlaw, si.
Now put down that gun.
But how?
Your son sent me here, Sheriff. I saw him over in the Cripple Creek section. When he learned I was riding this way, he told me you were his father and asked me to look you up.
Are you acquainted with Jerry?
I know him well, and he's a fine boy.
But that mask.
Thunderation, Paul, the Lone Ranger always wears a mask. You know that as well as I do. Maybe you're doubting he's the Lone Ranger, but I ain't, so you can quit gawking and holster that there shooting iron.
Oh, that horse outside. Yeah, I reckon you're him, all right.
Your leg, Sheriff. Did you get hurt? Jerry didn't mention that.
Oh, that, yeah. Yeah, I got hurt, all right. A horse throwed me. Ain't been able to set a saddle since it happened.
Only, you see, stranger, we never writ Jerry because we didn't want him to feel bad about it.
I understand.
Paul, you sit down. Here, take this chair.
Thanks, Abby.
Land sakes, you're looking worse tired than usual. Things go bad again today?
Oh, same as they've been going.
What's wrong?
That no good ornery varmint that runs the gambling hall in town, that's what's wrong.
Now, Abby...
Well, he's behind all the trouble there's been, and you know it, Silas Hoffman. Ever since you got hurt so you couldn't saddle a horse, he's been playing fast and loose in this town. It's about time to put a stop to.
The gambling hall. Isn't that run by a fellow named Lynch?
Yes, so. And you ought to get exactly what his name stands for. An all-fired good lynching.
And what's he been doing?
Scheming everything crooked he could think of. And bringing crooks from all over the state into this here county to help him with his scheme.
He sure played hob.
You can't stop him, huh?
What good's a sheriff that has to go traipsing around the county in a buggy?
How about your deputies?
They're honest, and they do the best they can. But you can't hire fellas that are long on thinking for a deputy's pay. I tell them what to do, but what they need is somebody that can go along and show them. And being all crippled up like I am, that's just what I can't do.
I see.
Well, anyhow, I reckon it won't be for much longer. Folks will be voting again in a little more than 3 months from now. And I don't figure I'll stand much show of being reelected.
And you'd be a blame fool to run for it.
And ain't that I want the office so bad, Abby. Reckon there's a lot of fellas could handle it better than me. The only trouble is, Lynch will be backing somebody his choosing. And if I don't run, there'd be even more chance of his being elected.
Oh, that'd be the worst thing could ever happen to this county. Any fella Lynch would back is bound to be a crook.
But doggone stranger, here we've been talking about me and my troubles, and I ain't even asked you how Jerry is. You seen him recent, you say?
Just a few weeks ago. He's in good health, and he wants you to know things are going along fine.
It's our old ranch he's running, you know.
So he told me. He said you turned it over to him when you and your wife moved here.
Done himself proud with it, too. My, wouldn't it be fine, Ma, if Crippled Crick wants a far off and we could see our boy often?
It's been... Why, Pa, it's been most 2 years since we were there.
Just about.
He tells me he's never been here.
Nope. The ranch kept him awful busy.
Well, he's got things pretty well straightened out now. In fact, he hopes to be along one of these days.
Did Jerry say that?
He did.
Pa, great land of Goshen, I got it.
Got what?
Jerry jump at the chance to do it.
What chance? Jump at what?
Lynch and his pack of crooks, the trouble they've made your Pa. Why, if word was sent to Jerry, he'd saddle his horse and be here to help you before you knew it.
Oh, now, Abby, we couldn't do that.
Why not, I'd like to know.
But it wouldn't be fair.
You've been complaining your deputies ain't got the wits to catch up with Lynch, haven't you?
Yeah, but...
And you ain't gonna sit there and say your own son ain't got good sense, are you?
Abby, do you think I'm gonna send my boy after a mess of poisonous sidewinders and just likely drill him as not?
He's just as much my boy as yours, and I love him just as much as you do.
I never said you didn't.
But the men folks in our family are fighters, and I wouldn't own a son that wasn't the same. Now, Pa, I've been worrying myself sick on account of you. And if I know our boy, he'd never forgive you for not coming to him for help. Stranger, you know Jerry. Ain't I right?
You are. Si, if conditions in your county are what you say they are, Jerry can help you.
I don't know.
And if you agree, I'll carry word to him myself.
Yielding to the arguments of his wife and the Lone Ranger, the old sheriff at last granted the masked man permission to tell Jerry of his trouble. Cripple Creek was a long way from Kingston, the county seat of Kings County, however. A month went by, and then one day the sheriff, limping painfully, his face white with rage, made his way inside Lynch's crowded gambling hall.
Lynch!
What do you want, senor?
Where's Lynch?
I do not know. He's not here.
Blast your breed. Your boss is around here someplace, and you'd better find him.
But, senor, I do
Breed,
not...
the way I'm feeling right now, I just as soon let daylight through you as look at you. Now get your boss.
Here, Sheriff. What's the trouble here?
You rotten killer.
Hey, now, you can't... Grab him, Breed.
See, I hold him.
Let go, Breed. If I wasn't crippled...
Hold on, Sheriff. You called me a killer and went for your gun. That calls for an explanation.
You savvy what I meant.
It's the sheriff. Let's see what's going on.
Let's see what's happening. Quiet down. Now we're going to get to the bottom of this. What's this about?
Lynch, a month ago, I said I was sending for my boy.
Well?
I told you when he got here, he'd clean out you and your nest of rotten crooks.
Before you call anyone a crook, I suggested you get the proof of it.
Lynch, my boy's dead.
I'm sorry.
Sorry? Why, you double-faced hypocrite? You ordered his death. As sure as I'm standing here, you're behind it.
If you weren't the sheriff, I'd get you for that.
Tell Breed to let me go and you can reach for your hardware right now.
Very well. Breed, let the sheriff go.
Si, senor.
Shut your draw.
Step back, gentlemen.
Go ahead, blast your...
You...
Ow!
Come on! That redskin!
Come to do that.
You, what's the meaning of this?
There'll be no killing here. Sheriff, if you shot Lynch without proof that he killed your son, you'd be a murderer. And you, Lynch. You'd shot the sheriff and think you'd find yourself at the end of a rope before the day was out.
That's just where he belongs.
Ranger, stay out of this.
I'll give the orders. Sheriff.
Well?
Everyone in town knew your son was expected. Everyone knows you've been trying to get Lynch. Lynch may have ordered your son's death. You'll have to have proof to go on, however, not just probability.
Jerry was killed just a week ago, according to the word I got.
Yes?
And if you recollect, I said that Lynch would be putting up his own man to run again me for sheriff. Well, just short of a week ago, this here newcomer filed for office.
Bob Keller?
The same. And it's to blame Pat. Jerry's killed. Keller files for office right afterward. And I'm here to say that Keller is Lynch's man. It all fits in.
You've still mentioned no proof.
There's other things that point to Lynch. Though maybe they wouldn't stand up in court.
What other things?
Things that were noticed where Jerry was found. And that's all I'm saying.
When that's all you've got to offer, you're leaving.
Get him out of here while he's safe. If he comes in my place again, he'll be sorry for it.
Why, you...
I'll tell you, Sheriff. Come along. On your way. And Lynch.
Now what?
If you or your men gun for the sheriff, you'll have me to deal with.
If he lets me alone, I'll leave him alone.
Come along,
Tom. All right, gentlemen. The fun's over. The games are open. There's nothing more to worry about. Go ahead and enjoy yourself. Great.
See?
You lied to me.
No, no.
I gave you orders to find the sheriff's kid and get rid of him before he reached here. You came back and told me you couldn't find him. Now the sheriff says the kid is dead. What's your game?
But, senor, I tell you the truth. I do not find him. He is killed by someone else. That is the truth, amigo.
I can tell when you're lying.
But I am not. You must believe me.
Maybe you are.
No.
And who in blazes did shoot him? What did the sheriff mean when he said there were things noticed that pointed to me?
I do not know.
But you'll find out.
See?
Learn where the boy's body was found, understand?
See, senor.
Then look the place over without anyone knowing. If you find what the sheriff meant, I want to know it. Yes, and another thing.
What is that?
That fellow Bob Keller. He's filed for sheriff. Old Si seems to think there's a connection between him and Jerry's killing. And maybe there is. That's something that'll bear looking into also.
Perhaps you are right.
All right, get on with it. Learn every last thing you can and report to me.
Breed quietly asked questions around town, and then one day disappeared and was gone for over a week. When he returned, he had exciting news for his employer. And shortly afterward, the two men reined in their horses before the shack where Bob Keller had settled.
Come on, Breed.
I am with you, senor.
Afternoon, fellas. Ought to heard horses stopping.
Get back inside. We're talking to you.
Sure.
My name's Lynch. This is Breed. He works for me.
Uh-huh. I recognized you.
You filed for sheriff.
Any objections?
You're a newcomer here.
Ain't no law in this county says that keeps me from running for office. I know, because I looked it up.
I know that as well as you do. But the people here don't know you. How much chance do you think you have against Si Huffman?
Oh, I figure to make out.
Not without help, you won't.
Meaning
if you work with me, I'll see that you're elected.
Yeah? Well, now, that's right nice of you, Mr. Lynch. But I reckon I ain't having any.
You refuse?
Well, the fact is, I sort of figure you the same way Si does. You're a crook. You've got crooks working for you all over the county. And me and crooks don't mix. If I'm elected, I aim to clean you and your gang out.
Well, well. Big talk. All right, Breed, show.
Si, senor. This and this.
Where'd you get those?
I see you recognize them. Breed tells me that spur's a mate to another you have. That knife has your initials cut in the handle.
Where'd you find them?
Jerry Huffman was found in a gulch beside a trail just about 300 miles from here. He left Cripple Creek and was on his way to Kingston.
What are you getting at?
Jerry wasn't shot. He was knifed. We've got the word of the sheriff himself for that.
Are you...
And Breed picked up your knife in this spur in the very gulch where the sheriff said his boy was killed.
No.
You killed Jerry Huffman.
I didn't know. Now, wait.
Breed picked up that evidence in front of a witness who'll swear to the place where they were found. Keller, you'll go along with me or that evidence goes to the sheriff. Now then, which is it?
I'd never be elected with you pulling for me. The honest folks wouldn't stand for it.
They won't know I'm for you. I'll tell everyone I want Huffman elected. They'll think it's because he's crippled and ineffective. But when the election day comes, I and every crook in the county will cast a vote for you.
You give me back the knife, that spur?
They stay with me. As long as I have them, you'll do as I say.
It wasn't murder. It was a fair fight.
And who'll believe that?
I never wanted to get tied up with crooks. I wanted to be sheriff so as I could run the office square and above board.
But you made just one mistake. You killed a man, and I found it out. Well, which is it to be? Would you rather be sheriff or hung?
What kind of a choice is that?
Well,
just tell me what you want me to do.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger drama. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. Lynch was clever enough to realize that in spite of his power, the majority of the county's citizens disliked him. He realized also that they would likely suspect whatever candidate for sheriff he endorsed. Therefore, to swing public favor towards Bob Keller, he openly spoke for Cy Hoffman. He was careful to miss no opportunity to air his views and...
No, Pete. The man for the job is Cy Hoffman. Vote for him and you won't go wrong. Vote for Cy Hoffman. He's had the experience. Who knows anything about this hombre Keller? Vote for Hoffman.
Lynch is pulling for Cy.
What's Lynch got to gain by it?
Must figure Cy's too crippled.
If Lynch is for Cy, then I'm voting for Keller.
We better vote for Keller. Lynch is for Hoffman.
Then that's what we'll do, fellas. Vote for Keller. Let's spread the word around.
Sorry. Evening, Abby.
Why, Nate, you ain't dropped in on us for quite a spell.
Sit down. No, thank you. Won't have time for it, I reckon. I just wanted to mention something. Yeah? I don't know whether you've paid much attention to the talk around town or not.
Talk? What talk?
About the election. Tain't far off, you know.
Just a week.
Well, Nate, I reckon I can guess what's on your mind. Worried about how I'm coming out, ain't you? Golly, Cy, I'd sure hate to see you lose.
Who said he was?
I wouldn't worry about it if I was you, Nate. Doggone it, Cy, that's just the trouble. You don't know all that's being said. When you come along, folks shut up. You ain't got no notion how strong this Keller hombre is getting with the voters.
You mean to say that after all the years Cy's put in protecting folks in this county from crooks, they'd turn him out? Shaw, that's just plain nonsense.
Lynch is favoring you, Cy. I think you know my opinion of him.
Folks here know about Jerry and what Cy told Lynch down to his gambling hall.
Oh, I ain't denying that.
They just couldn't think that Cy'd be friends with that kind of a murdering sneak.
Oh, they don't, Miss Hoffman.
Then how could Lynch be in for Pa hurt him any?
It ain't thought Lynch is for Cy because they're friends. There's another reason.
What reason's that?
Cy can't ride a horse. Can't get around so very good.
He can still outthink all the Kellers and crooks this county ever seen.
Folks are even beginning to say that ain't so no more.
Of all the nonsense I ever hear.
Now, don't get me wrong. I ain't said that, nor thought it, neither. All I'm doing is telling you what other folks is saying.
Well, then you can go right back and tell them they don't know what they're talking about.
Look here, Nate. This county's going to see law and order again. The day ain't so far off when Lynch and skunks like him are going to find they're all through. I don't see what makes you so blame sure, Cy. Nate, you ever hear of a gent that's called the Lone Ranger? Huh? Why, of course I have. Well, I've met him. Met him and talked to him. You have? I have. And he gave me a promise. He said he'd take care of Lynch himself. Golly. So no matter what you hear or what you think, just remember this. The Lone Ranger ain't like some fellas I could name. When that mask fella makes a promise, he keeps it.
And several days later, in a small, well-concealed camp not far from Kingston...
Although we'll soon know what's going to happen.
Ah.
Election day is the day after tomorrow.
That's right.
We've done everything we can for now. Another 48 hours and we'll learn whether we won or lost. Another 48 hours.
At the same time, in a private room at the rear of his gambling hall, Lynch issued orders to a small group of his lieutenants.
Reed?
Si, senor.
You ride north, then cut over to the east. Find Slim and his rustlers. Locate Flash Meggs. Talk to every man in that part of the county who belongs to our organization.
I will do it, amigo.
You, Benny, you ride to the south. Get in touch with our men there.
Right.
And Blackie, you ride west. Cover those hills from one end to the other.
Yeah, boss.
I want every man in town on election day who isn't known to the law. Every last one.
We'll get him there.
And every one of those men is to vote for Keller here. You get that? They're to vote for Bob Keller.
We savvy.
And make sure the others do.
Lynch, I ain't so hot for this.
Why not?
When folks see all them hombres coming here to vote me in, it's going to start them thinking. How do you know it ain't going to be enough to make them swing back to Huffman?
Don't be a fool.
But don't you...
Who knows how they're going to vote? The vote isn't public. But that's something for the rest of you to remember. Tell the men to keep their mouths shut when they hit town.
We'll tell them.
And I'll fix the man that talks out of turn so he'll never talk again.
I don't know, Lynch. I got a feeling you're going about this the wrong way.
Who asked you how you felt? Well,
it's me that's running for office, ain't it?
Because I let you. And I want to tell you something else.
Yeah?
You've been hanging around here too much.
I'm always careful nobody sees me. I never go in the gaming rooms. Just to this office here.
This is the last time.
Why?
It's too close to election, and the result is too important to me. I'm taking no chances.
Oh, well, if that's the way you feel,
that is the way I feel. All right, men, on your way. I expect you to cover every foot of the county before this time tomorrow.
You got it, sir.
The boss says you're to be in town to vote for Keller, and you'd better get there.
Get up.
Vote for Keller, Buck, but don't let nobody know you're for him. That's an order from Lynch himself.
See, amigo, you will vote for the Senor Keller. If you fail, you will be sorry.
Never in the history of the county had an election aroused so much interest. Before dawn, upon election day, riders began entering town. Before noon, Kingston was swarming with men and women.
You ever see such a crowd?
Fellows here that don't come to town once a year.
Wonder how the vote is going.
Me, I voted for Keller.
Yeah, so did Jim there. Most everybody's voting for him.
Don Reagan's side stands a chance.
Well, we'll know by evening.
Ought to know soon after sundown.
Late in the afternoon, the last vote had been cast and the polling booth closed. Then began the task of counting the votes.
One for Keller. Hoffman. Keller. Keller. Tally another for Keller. Hoffman. Keller. Keller.
When the time drew near for the announcement of the result, the two candidates took their places on the porch in front of the sheriff's office. A great crowd gathered around them, and...
When they're going to get through counting them votes, I wonder.
Ought to be finished by this time.
Hi there, Si. Figure you one out?
Can't tell yet, folks. And I ain't making any guesses. Won't have long to wait now, though.
Who's that coming this way?
One of them's Nate.
Nate'll have the count.
Make way for Nate. Get through.
Nate, one out.
Now, quiet down, folks. Quiet down. I got the result right here. Now, just a second. Howdy, Si.
Howdy, Nate.
Well, there, Keller.
You said the counting's over.
I'll give the result to everybody at once. All right, folks. Here's how the voting went. For Si Hoffman, 107 votes.
Yay! Ain't enough, Nate. Reckon that means I lost.
Now, quiet, folks, quiet. Here's the vote for Bob Keller. For Keller, 589. Meet your new sheriff, folks. Here he is, young Bob Keller.
Folks, there ain't much for me to say, except that I sure appreciate you voting for me. And I hope I can do just half as good as Si Hoffman here did when he was sheriff.
But unknown to the crowd that celebrated Bob Keller's victory, the Lone Ranger and Tonto were concealed from view by the weather-stained wall of the livery stable. Behind them crouched a half dozen men.
Tonto, it's almost time.
Isn't that right?
You men ready to act?
We are. Sure.
Lynch is there in the crowd. I'll take him, Kemosabe. Reed is just this side of the sheriff's office. Do you see him?
Me see him.
He's your man. See that he doesn't get away from you. The rest of you arrest every man of importance that you know works for Lynch.
Take care of
him. Most of them are grouped near him. All right. Move in closer. As soon as you hear the signal, act.
And now, folks, seeing as I'm sheriff, There ain't no sense in wasting time getting to work. This county's been plagued by crooks for too blame long. Right now, I'm jailing a passel of them. All right, masked man. Throw down on them fellas.
Come on! Lynch, up with your hand. You're under arrest.
What in blazes?
You raise hands.
There is something wrong. I will not...
Raise hands. Round them all up, men.
Wait, Blackett. You can't do this to me.
We've already done it.
Tell her, tell these fools to let us go.
They're acting by my authority, Lynch. The people of this here county just elected me sheriff, and I'm doing my duty.
Have you gone crazy?
Not so as you'd notice.
That knife, the spur, I've still got them. Release us or silence what that evidence means.
What's this about evidence you're going to tell me about?
If Keller doesn't do as I say, I'll tell you plenty.
Does the arrest stand?
It does.
All right, then, you fool. You thought I was bluffing, eh? I'll show you.
You'll show him what?
Si, folks, the man who just elected to office is a Keller.
Yeah, who'd he kill?
Your own boy. Si, he's a polecat that killed Jerry.
I don't hardly seem likely.
He did, and I can prove it. Breed. Injun, let Breed loose so he can show Si some things.
Him loose.
Show what you found in that gulch, Breed.
See, this is a knife. It had the initials BK, and I find him where Jerry's killed.
Show them that spur, too.
Here's the spur, senors.
What's a spur prove?
It was found in that same gulch where your son was murdered. Found near this knife with Keller's initials on it. And found in front of a witness. That's every proof you need that Keller's the man you've been looking for.
Ain't you a little mixed up, Lynch? I ain't looking for nobody.
You don't even care to find your boy's killer?
Nope, don't know why I should.
But what?
It's easily explained, Lynch.
But I tell you...
In the first place, there was no killing.
But there must have been. Si told about it himself.
He told you just where it occurred and you believed him. He told you evidence was found there pointing to you. And you believed that also. That's why you sent Breed to check up and found that knife and spur.
What?
Sure, the masked fella knows that'd fetch you. He put that knife and spur there himself just so's you'd find it and figure you had a hold on this here young fellow that was just elected sheriff.
But he admitted killing Jerry. He the same as admitted it.
Because he knew if you believed you had a hold over him, you'd work for his election. You thought you couldn't influence him. You'd have done everything you could to defeat him.
It was a trick.
And the masked man planned every bit of it.
I don't believe any part of this. I still say you killed Jerry.
What would it take to make you believe different, Lynch?
I won't believe different till I see Jerry with my own eyes.
You're looking at him.
Huh? What's that, Keller?
I said you're looking at him. And I couldn't have killed Jerry because my name ain't Bob Keller. It's Jerry Huffman. And I ask you, do I look like I killed myself?
Folks, maybe it ain't just the way things ought to be done. Electing a man under a different name from his right one. But it was the only way we could be sure of getting the right fella for sheriff. I didn't want to get reelected at all. It was my boy I wanted to get the job all the time.
We're for him, sir. Ain't we, fella?
No, folks. I shouldn't get any credit at all. There's only one fella that's got it coming to him. The Lone Ranger. And there he goes.
Oh, Silver!
Thank you.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Check us out on Twitter, @OTRWesterns. And don't forget to rate us on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This podcast is a proud member of the OT Netcast Network. For more information and a list of all of our shows, go to otnetcast.com. Again, that's otnetcast.com. This episode is copyright 2011 under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Thanks for listening and have a great day.